Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
Before he was mean, he was a lonely boy. But it's never too late to feel Christmas joy.
That's not gonna happen.
Oh, ho, ho.
Max, today we're gonna steal Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho, Santa's open to me.
Prepare to have your little doggy mind blown.
The Grinch, rated PG.
Hello, hello, hello. Jake Jarvis here, and today we are reviewing the new animated version of The Grinch.
Now, I'm here with Jake, Adolf Vega. I did not watch this movie, so I'm just going to be helping out with the recording just to see, you know, if any questions people may have and just kind of help out. So, what did you think of the 3D element, Jake?
Excellent. A lot of these animated 3D movies really knock it out of the park, and Illumination, the studio behind the Despicable Me movies and the Minions movie, this was no exception. They did a stellar job. The 3D in this is great.
Wow.
As well as the character designs. If you liked the character designs in Despicable Me and Minions, you'll like them here. They managed to meld that aesthetic with Dr. Seuss's aesthetic. And it's very nice. Extremely well thought out. They did a stellar job on this. I was very impressed.
Wow. I was not expecting that. I don't know if I saw the trailer for it in 3D, but I did not think this would be, you know, sometimes the animated movies do look good, and sometimes they look like they just put it in the auto-convert 3D machine, you know, and don't care. But it sounds good. You know, is that really good snow flurries? Any specific examples?
Oh, the snow flurries. Some of my favorite stuff was the town of Whoville. Just seeing these Dr. Seuss-like shapes, these houses, just all in 3D and rotating around. And there was a great snowball bit. And there's this gag with this reindeer that keeps liking to lick things. They did an extreme close-up of that you would literally jump back in your seat. Because cool. It feels like you're about to get licked in the face.
All right, so great 3D, you said.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by 3D Wiggle. With 3D Wiggle software, you can impress your family and friends with 3D GIFs and videos. To find out more information, please click on the link in the description for 20% off coupon as well. This podcast is also brought to you by Patreon. With Patreon, you can become a patron and get this podcast commercial free and get many more benefits. Please click on the description again to get more information. Now, back to the show.
I went into this movie expecting to hate it. I was expecting to be a repeat of the Ron Howard directed live action with Jim Carrey, which was so horrible it made me cry.
All right, so let's get on to the movie itself. So The Grinch, just in case people have not seen the classic Chuck Jones 1966 movie, is based on a book of the same name, The Grinch. You know, Dr. Seuss, and the Grinch is a, you know, evil little creature. I'm going to put this nicely, because it's a PG movie, right? The evil little creature, and he sees Whoville and how everyone's getting excited for Christmas, and he wants to take it away because he's evil and doesn't have a heart. And then the people of Whoville prove him wrong, and he gains a heart. And that's basically the whole movie in a nutshell. I mean, it's like a 15-minute short, and it's, you know, great. It's just how it was. I mean, you could probably watch this on YouTube now, I think, or anywhere. I don't know if it's public domain yet or whatever.
Yeah,
so
it's not, but it's a classic. I mean, between Boris Karloff's narration and voicing the Grinch and Thurl Ravencroft, who was the voice for Tony the Tiger for many, many years. He's now sadly passed on. He sang the Grinch song. This thing was an immediate classic and beloved and rightfully so. Well, this movie had big shoes to fill. It didn't completely fill them, but it did the source material justice. They changed it up a little bit and expanded on it. They made the Grinch more of a damaged person instead of outright evil. He had a soul, not much of a heart, and not much empathy. They really cemented the relationship between him and Max the dog. And they gave Max some a goat that just screams at the top of his lungs, and a reindeer named Fred who's got a family. And they aged up Cindy Lou if you remember in the original book, in the Chuck Jones cartoon, she's only two. This one, she's a tween, and she's got some friends. So introducing these elements naturally pad the movie without it feeling like they padded it out. And they have some great gags, slapstick type of Minion-esque, Despicable Me type gags that feel really Chuck Jones-ish, and they really propel the story along. Like, the Grinch does things like come to Whoville and go shopping in a scene that is hysterical. You will forever check a lid on a jar of pickles to make sure it's not been opened before you buy it. That I will tell you.
So it's pretty funny.
And Benedict Cumberbatch decides to play the Grinch with an American accent, which is strange, because Boris Karloff, who is British, played him with a British accent. And it was a very interesting choice, but it works in the context of this movie. And now, then the characters gave the Grinch.
Now, the original has a classic song. How are the songs in this one?
Okay, I was not too fond of the reworked Grinch song. It just was eh. To me, it just disappointed. I mean, it's okay. I won't turn the radio off if I heard it, but I'm not going to buy it or go out of my way to listen to it. I mean, it was just too laid back for me. You want some snark with the Grinch song. But they added a whole bunch of other holiday songs, and they were very nice, and they propelled the story along. I like them more than I actually like the Grinch song.
Okay. How long is the movie?
It's about 90 minutes.
Does it feel long? Because the original is like 15 minutes.
Oh, the original is like 22 minutes, but that has because of all the songs. It actually moved fast. I'm like, wow. It didn't drag at all, which is considering how short the source material was. It was quite an accomplishment. And the kids in the theater, they had no problem with its length. They were, wow, they liked it too. This is a real crowd pleaser of a movie.
Okay. Would you want one more from them?
Oh, yeah. I would love them to tackle the Grinch sequels, which are horrible, by the way. Yeah, there were two other. There was the Halloween is Grinch Night, and then there was the Cat in the Hat Grinch is the Grinch, which is god awful. It's even worse than the live action Grinch movie. I would love to see them tackle Grinch sequels. Hell, I would love to see the Grinch uproots Arbor Day or something. You know, I would love to see more. One of my favorite gags in the whole movie is you see the Grinch get up out of bed, and he's wearing these really bright underwear. And then he goes to get dressed, and he puts on a green fur outfit, but he's got green fur. So I'm like, my first thought to myself was, okay, so did the Grinch skin another Grinch to get a suit to wear? I mean.
Okay. So what do you give this?
I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Sounds great.
This is a new holiday classic.
All right. I'm glad to hear this. I'm interested
go in seeing see, it. Go see it. It is good. If you like Despicable Me movies and the Minions, you're going to love this.
Well, I actually hate the Minions, so.
Well, did you like Despicable Me?
No, I never watched those either.
Okay, watch the first one. It's the best one.
I watched The Life of Pets, and I thought it was fine. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess that's going to be it for this podcast, unless you have anything else to mention.
No, I think that's about it.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, before this podcast ends, I want to give a thank you to my patrons. Right now, we have one patron, which is David from Spain, and I want to thank you for your financial support.
All right, so that's going to be it for this podcast.
We now have a Patreon, and the link is in the description. Thanks for watching.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, a little bit everywhere. Just look for us, 3D or 2D. And of course, review us on iTunes. And if you want to write us a letter, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. So that's going to be it. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, everyone.